Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to 93 Sweet FM Zone. And you know it's the Los Angeles. Layup. Sweet. You know, this is the only place that you can hear from the Funkadelics to the Temptations on 93 Sweet FM. And I'm your host with the most of Rothschild, Mr. Bruce Rothschild. And you're tuned in again. Oh, I hear you asking where we've been, where we've been. All around the world, and we're going to do it again. We've got the famous Tweed Cadillac. On 93 Sweet FM Ism.
Thank you.
Yes, I would have to agree, sir. And from what I've been mainly told by a lot of my elders or just, you know, people that love bands, it's always been, you know, Earth, Wind & Fire at the top. And I know it's a lot of bands, you know, out there, great ones. But they have always been mentioned all the way at the top, man, just from, I guess, just the whole get down. Not only from the music, the performance, they, you know, everything, man. They're just the ultimate band, man, Earth, Wind & Fire.
Yeah.
So, yes, incredible way to start.
Completely the ultimate band. And their actual philosophy and doctrine on life was so positive. And, you know, they weren't into drugs and rock
right,
and roll
right.
and groupies. It was all
right.
about music, man. And that's what set them apart, man. So let's keep on rolling, man. We got Earth, Wind, and Fire. It's like, man, it was just one of them days. For real, though, just one of them days, man. 93-point tweet FM. Let's keep it going with Earth, Wind, and Fire.
My name is C-H-O-C-L-E-T, Patrice Bay, from Graham Central Station, and you are funking with 93.3 FM Spectacular Lowrider Oldie on the After 6 Cruise Day. I've got my funk box with me, and I'm ready to jam. Can you handle that?
Neither lost nor found. I hear the lonely sounds of music in the night. Nights are always bright. That's all that's left.
93.3 FM-ism. I'm so laid back, man, like I done drank a gallon of Bacardi 151. I'm just mellowed out, man, tonight.
Hey.
And hey. I don't want to hear no loud music at all, sir.
Hey, Tweed, I want to ask you, how does it feel, man? I know we're on the Odie show, and this is your day job and stuff, but your night job, you know, that you recently went back to and been putting some hours in. I want to ask you, how does it feel to have your new project completed and about to come out and everything? How does that feel to you, man?
Man, it's been like, that's the reason I have to decompress. I was like on such a damn high. I had to drive 3.5 hours to the studio to lock it down. And I was there for like the, 5 days straight. Just
right.
Bare living, you know. Everything was right there, you know, the shower, the house, the music.
Right.
Everything was right there. I even took my house shoes with me. And it was like, wow. Just to be back into the hip hop frame of things and to be focused and watching it, you know, formulate from a idea to the paper. And when I stepped in that booth, it was like, whoa. It was like, whoa. It was kind of overwhelming at first.
Right.
But once I got the kinks out, you know, man, it took me a shot. I'm like, shit, man, let's do this again. Mm. And it actually turned out to be fine, man. We're in the final stages. It's getting mixed and about to get mastered. So we're the release date is scheduled and look like we're gonna meet it. So, man, it should be a beautiful situation, man. I guess that's why I'm so like, don't even want to hear no rap. Don't even want to hear nothing loud.
Right.
I was banged the hell out. I was banged out, man. But, man, I mean, it's a beautiful situation. And I want to give thanks to all the cast that, you know, my supporting cast, including you, that, you know, looked out for me. And I got some features that, man, I've been wanting to work with a lot of these cats for forever. And, man, it just came together like butt cheeks. So I'm truly blessed, man. Truly blessed.
Beautiful thing.
Big shout out, man, to Bishop Lamont. That would have
thought
he looked
track.
Out for me.
That's a nice,
yeah,
I like
man.
That one. I really like that track there. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's nice.
And I just want to be different. I just didn't want to, you know, man, just give him something different, man. I know Tweed Cadillac, but they don't really know Tweed Cadillac, so I was just trying to just give some new flavor, some new flair, showing where my life is as of right now, you know. A big shout out to AMG.
Right.
AMG laced me, reached back and got a Pimp Council and a few other of my affiliates and associates to, you know, I'm trying to give up too much game, man, because I want y'all to be able to be surprised, but it's going to be some surprises on this bad boy, man. And I'm extremely proud, extremely grateful and honored to really have the opportunity to even be able to do it again. So it's vainglorious, as they say, man. It's vainglorious.
Beautiful thing.
Indeed, man. But in the meantime, in between time, welcome everyone once again, 93.2 FM. Mr. Lou Lavish, if you could do the honors and give out a shot to our sponsors, it'd be greatly appreciated.
Okay, well, you know, first and foremost, we definitely got to give it up to BTP Media Group, Jeff Kwan, the whole family over there making things happen, keeping the fuel of the lights on. So shout out to BTP Media Group and everything they do. Check out the website, the IG page and everything, and check out everything they have going on, everybody they promote. Well connected. Also got to give a special shout out to one of our day ones, MagnificentWax.com. That's the best wax you can get on the market. Magnificent Wax, hit them up on the website, MagnificentWax.com. Mention Tweed Cadillac and get a nice hookup, as they say. Also, you can catch those in your local Walmart stores. If they do not have it, make sure you let them know so they can get it. You dig? Also, we got to give a special shout-out to Fun Diggity Funnel Cakes. That's Fun Diggity Funnel Cakes. The website is FunDiggity.com. They're located in the greater Los Angeles area. 5-star rating on Yelp. Hooked up with DoorDash and all the major players in the inner cities to get you that shit delivered straight to your door. So hit them up, let them know what you need, and they'll make sure they make it happen for you. Also mention Tweet Cadillac, and you already know what you're going to get hooked up. Also, we got to give a shout out to the memory of the legendary voice of Tweet Cadillac, Boots Rothschild, also Pimp Council, also the Funk Shop, One Stop Funk Shop, and
Chocolate.
Also the G Lou Show. Chocolate, what it do? What it do? Also, the GLUShow.com. That's the website. You can get all the hookups on the G Lou Show. Check out the show Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday right here on Blog Talk Radio under the G Lou Show with Queen Jean. Also, shout out to Hank Norman and Big Flossie from Long Beach. And that's how I'm coming. Those
are
the sponsors for the evening. Yes.
And there you have it. Also, man, what I could say is every day is a lesson. It's a journey. It's a mission. Just enjoy, man, to the best of your ability, you know, because you know how they say, man, shit ain't promised and all of that stuff. You know, you can't live with the shadow and the cloud over your head. And just, you know, expect the worst, hope for the best. Although that's kind of negative. Expect the best, hope for the worst. I mean, it's a two-headed side coin. You know, it's yin or yang or whatever. Just make sure that you do the right thing for yourself and for others. And I believe God will basically take care of the rest for you. And I know he has with me. Who would have thought I would have been back trying to be in a rap gang? I done retired 29 times in the last year, G Lou.
right. The game needs you, man.
And now I'm back again. And the funny part about it, I never would have thought that the project would have came out the way it's coming out. And it's like, wow. Wow, man. I had to, man, the engineer at went to the store, and I'm sitting in the studio by myself, right? And I'm just sitting there like, damn, listening to the playback. And it was like, damn. And the funny part about it is,
you should have got some of that
once
footage.
You hear, man, what? Well, I really didn't. You know, I didn't want to go all Hollywood and all that shit.
You know,
less. You know, it ain't about telling them, showing them.
Right.
You know.
Right.
It's like, I'm going to let Blue Magic and the Dramatics and everybody else speak for us. Because, man, I looked out for them musically, and they're going to look out for me when that shit get out there and the public going to love it. And I want to thank you once again for being on my favorite all-time oldie song of all time. And when they hear that, they're going to get the vapors. They're going to get vaporized, man. And it was a real fun song to do.
Man, when I had the choice, you know, you gave me a choice of a few different ones, and I just had to go with that one because just number one, I knew that was your favorite oldie, so I knew if I was on there, man, I already made history, man, so it was just a no-brainer, man, and just through you, you know, that become one of my favorites as well, so beautiful, man, and, you know, it's an honor to be on that song.
Man, what's funny about it, I saved that song for last. I did everything else. It's like when I go up in here, I really want to, you know, just really have fun because that song really means something to me. Everybody that know me know that that's the song. And it was like, wow. And when I picked up the pencil to write it, my mind was racing. I was kind of all over the place. What do I really want to say? What I really want to say? And I just calmed down. And I just put the pencil on the paper, and it basically wrote itself out. So, man, it should be like a pretty good song, man, for those that know you, for those that know me, to know what we're up against. Because you laid it out there about what we up against as far as the world and, you know, the struggle.
Right.
And I just basically put my personal twist on it. But, man, it's going to be real nice, man. It's going to be real, real nice. So
yeah,
with that
it just spoke
said,
to me as well.
Exactly. It really did, man.
Yeah.
With that being said,
yeah.
Man, y'all ain't heard nothing yet. It's going to be some shit on this album. It's going to say, damn, I can't believe we did that. So, man, I'm just looking for the appreciation of the music, you know. And I believe
right.
that's going to come wholeheartedly my way. So I want to thank everybody
right.
that contributed, man. Good looking out. I'm so humbled and blessed to even have people's participation, you know. So it is what it is, man. God bless each and every one of y'all. But in the meantime, let's do these oldies, man. 93.tweet FM ism.
Yeah, yeah.
Should have been. At one time I thought I was player, but I played around and I lost you. Now.
Wait a minute, I just tripped out, man. Check it out, y'all. This song, it's gonna blow your mind, cause this ain't the group that y'all think it's gonna be. I shouldn't have said nothing, but just peep the game. It just goes to show, if you're true to your craft and you're a singer, you can sing anything. This ain't the group that you think it's going to be. Not 3-Point Tweet FM. Peep game.
Hey, I know I haven't always been the kind of man that I should have been. At one time, I thought I was player, but I played around. Now I realize what I really had. And I want to say to you, if you ever need me, if you ever think about me, just turn around and look over your shoulder. I'll be there.
93.TweetFMism. Mr. Lou Lavish, can you guess who that was?
You know what? I don't know. I was thrown off like you. I'm like, well, hold up. It's not who I thought it was. And I don't know.
That was, ladies and gentlemen, The Moments. Ray Goodman and Brown. 93.TweetFMism. Let's keep it on The Moments, man.
Wow.
I'm so glad you're here to talk to me. And I've been dying for your company. Funny how we shared a laugh or two, and every smile brings me closer to you. Why don't you be with me?
This is Rena Scott, and you're tuned in to 93.TweetFM. Spectacular, elegant oldies, R&B, and everything in between.
I got excited when I first heard that you wanted to meet me. How could I refuse? The way you shake your hips, ooh, just drive me wild.
Always
Raina Scott, man, Mr. Michael Henderson, both have graced the platform of 93.3 FM. Much love, gratitude.
Hi, this is Ronnie Laws, and you're listening to Life in Paradise on 93.3 FM. Elegant jazz, R&B, and all in between.
ra boom dee, ta ra ra boom dee. Oh, what a joyful day to frolic and play. What do you say to that? What do you say to that? I was captured in Cambodia while cavorting with a Cambodian. Anything you need, name it, name it. Heavens to Murgatroyd, his shooting has improved immensely. He's in the next room. Wonderful, wonderful. I'll just snag him with his tea strainer. Then it's a go. Unlock the door and make me free. The kid has class, taste, finesse, recognizes talent. What do you say to that? What do you say to that? Come out, come out, come out, wherever you are. Baby-o, baby-o, wherefore art thou, baby-o? And 1 second to exit stage right.
I am sitting in the morning I'm Dale. Along with Scotty and Bo, we are the Tim Priests. And you're listening to 93.3 FM. And also listen to the spectacular Low Rider Oldies on the After Six Cruise Mix. And ladies, this is dedicated to the one you love. Yeah.
If I could say what's on my mind, you would know how much I love you. If I could say what's on my mind,
I could say what's on. girl, how was I to know when I first met you? All the changes I'd be going through, as helpless as a bird caught in your hurricane and falling into your love.
to introduce myself to you. My name is Scotty. And I've been watching you for a long, long time. And as I look at you, I say, I really like the way you move. Yeah, and I also say to myself, you know what, Scotty? I bet she's got the best, truly the best. I really believe that this could be the start of something really beautiful. You know what? I'm no different than nobody else. I like the finer things in life. And that's simply why I'm attracted to a fine lady like you. So you see, all I need to know really is your first name. Because if things work out the way I planned, your last name will be mine.
Mr. Lou Lavish.
And we are the Almighty Temptations. Man, oh man. Oh man, I'm rolling, man. It's like Easy Thursday. No loud music
right.
Today, man. We no loud music today. What would you like for me to play, man? Something real smooth, something real fly. What's on your mind musically?
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, something real fly, like some Dramatics or something. You know what I mean?
I could do that. I thought you was gonna give me something hard to do. You come with easy shit. Okay, let me see. What could be real fly about the Dramatics? I got it. At T-Point Tweet FM. Dedication goes out to Mr. Lou Lavish, otherwise known as G. Lou. Just for you,
yeah,
y'all.
Yeah.
93.3 Sweet FM.
stars. What's your hang up? Why do you ignore me?
Thank you.
of the greatest Jackson songs of all time, in my opinion. What would you say, G. Lou? And Mike just came up in the end. But, man, I thought everything around that song was beautiful lyrically, musically. And who can hate on love? It is some people that, you know, hate on love. How can you hate on love? Somebody show you love and you don't give it back, that's like the ultimate crime. I believe all of them should be persecuted. How can you not show a person love that shows you love? I don't understand it.
Right.
But I guess that's where the word hater came from. Somebody that don't want a blessing or don't want to see you be better than them or just hate themselves so they can't reciprocate the love. It's a shame. That's one of the baddest Jackson songs of all time, in my opinion. And every time I hear that song, it gives me the same feeling as within the first time that I heard it. That's what music really is, man. You can hear a song and it take you right back to whatever you was when you first heard it. That's the greatest thing about music, man. And there's so many classic songs, so many classic groups that can put you in a vibe mentally. If you're ever feeling down or depressed and you're in a serene situation, location, etc., and you put on one of them songs that can really take you there and uplift your spirits, that's one of them, man. You know, and the music is so, man, it's so great in so many different ways, man. A lot of people don't appreciate it. A lot of people that do appreciate it miss the essence of how it used to be. I know time moves on, you know, the music changes with the times. We do understand that part of the game. But it's just certain songs that put you in a frame of mind to whereas you know everything is going to be okay. It's almost like therapy. It's almost like mental health therapy. So I truly appreciate these oldies, man, because they really help me throughout the day, throughout my life, and to be able to see tomorrow with a positive opinion of what tomorrow could be. And with that being said, I want to give a big birthday shout-out to Syeda Garrett, man. Today is her birthday, man. Good looking out. She said she's coming to the show 3 times, and she ain't showed up yet, but we ain't going to give up hope, man, and we got love for her. So, Syeda, when you get the time and you can give me 2 hours from your balling, come on down. I got you, man. G. Lou, announcement, July 15th, we're going to have Ozone in the house, man. We're going to have some gigolettin' going down. We're going to be gigolettin', man.
Okay. Oh, shit. Looking forward to that one. That should be nice, man.
I'm kind of excited about Ozone. I love them. Sure they're going to tell us some Tina Marie stories and all the above. That'll be July 15th. Make sure to tell a hater to tell a player. Ozone will be live on the premises. So with that being said, we got a few more minutes. Anything on your mind you want to speak on, Mr. Lou Lavish?
No, sir. I'm good. I'm good, man.
Okay. All right, well, let's keep it mashing. Can't stop a high-speed soul train. Here we go.
how it is, my little love. Yeah, now.
Come, come, tell me so. Don't you know I hate to see you running? Cause then you blow, and that's a no. Don't you know that I'm the one knocking on your door, begging you for more?
Versus Prince. Who do you think?
Slick Rick versus
I'm
Prince.
Rolling with Rick. Rick was me all day. Slick Rick versus Prince. What do you think?
Ooh-wee. Man, that's oh my God, man. Oh my God, Tweet. That's ooh. Man, Slick Rick is my guy, though, man. Like, but Prince.
What if they would have did a Gonzo and a Bosco? Put him in the ring. Because Prince was little and Rick James was little. What about the straight street fighter? Who you think would have
I got Rick.
But look, if Prince could play basketball.
You can't underestimate Prince, though.
But if Prince, exactly. If Prince could play basketball, he might get stick and move. You never know. You never know. But, man. If Rick James wasn't on cocaine, oh, my God. Think about it. He was the man. 93.3 Tweet FM, July 15th, Ozone, live in the building. 4th of July, classic six-pack EP dropping. Man, we got a lot going on. What is today? Today is Thursday. Tomorrow is
four.
Tomorrow is Flashback Fridays, the G Lou Show, followed by the Hookah Lounge on Saturday night, including the poetry of justice show with Jackie Ray on Saturday night, followed by OG Sundays. G. Lou Show on Sunday night.
Yes, sir.
So, man, we're going to have, a great weekend.
Yes, sir. Full of love, and full of great music.
Yep, and really too much more we can say. We got 2 minutes, man, so y'all think about it. 93.3 Tweet FM. Any merchandise, news, music apparel, pictures, videos, tweetcatlike.com. Also, show requests. Hit me up, tweetcatlike@yahoo.com. Think about it, y'all. We up out of here.
Yeah, man.
You know, it's easy to talk about doing something. But when it comes down to the action part, where most folks take a little life vacation.
I was just thinking to myself, man. You know, this Blue Carpet Treatment record is deep to me. And I need to let my peoples know how deep it is to me. On some real talk, like. It's like looking at popping and seeing whoppers and movers. If I'd have got it, I'd try to be hard on the low. Nobody's got it, so I decided to sleep by the door. Open my mind, try to slip inside my grandpa's phone. Drifting off into another stage of life. Nigga paid your price, and big homies made your fight. Niggas ain't wanna see a nigga beef, I know. Toe for toe, I beat a nigga down to the floor. Incredible, forgettable, better blast past the mood of mine. Many men were eradicated by music mind. Open your eyes and take your time to visualize. And once you decide to move your mind in due time, it's so erotic, you've been exotic, it's getting naughty. Freezing groove, you're rowdy, rowdy, girl, move your body. It's melodic, I'm being honest and modest. You done fucked off my whole rap flow, think about it. Fuck that, nigga, I'ma do it right. Things ain't moving right, I don't think that you would like for me to be mad singing, niggas can't stand me. Sitting at home watching motherfuckers at the Grammy. Wishing I was there, nah, nigga, I don't wish no more. I'm the big cat fish in the bowl. Basically, you hear these rappers out of using my flow. They need Snoop on their song, they make this shit official though. Indismissible, release a nigga, modern day king of mine. Taking my time, chronolizing my rhyme, writing my rhyme. Trying to get intellectual, directing the weather. Making my negative records more intellectual. Trying to change the direction of flow. When it's singing, born singing, you know I get liver when I get blowing. Ain't been nobody to change game since King came. Same thing, same lane, then diggy bang. Words that rock bass, just make the music dope. Things don't change, man, it's so remarkable. And they don't know how to do it, cause they don't flow that way. Go that way, roll that J. Roll my tape and take me back a day you were fully. You're so into what you're doing, but you can't get into it. You can't talk, and now you're ruined. But you know I'ma do it, and now you doing it. They ruined, now you blew it, blew it, blew it, blew it. I'm dipping through the universe, make a mood-a-verse, do the ludiverse, hit the Buddha first. You could never be the hoe, let me show you how to treat a hoe. If you're liking me, follow me, you're so believable. Got a way to get his own music out, record executive, bounce ballin' and acting bad. Take my time, rip mine, break mine, take my, make my, kick to buy. Thanks to niggas who might make it illegal and not rival the Beatles and rock, rockin' my peoples and fly, fly like eagles. Been doing this shit like leaders and hitting y'all with heaters and walking my Adidas. I continue to bust, then I push to the chest, giving niggas a puff, still giving it up. Beanie Siegel, what up? Real niggas is up. On the scheme with my team, yeah, dazzling, corrupt, incredible, forgettable. Better blast past the mood of mine. Many men were eradicated by music mind. Open your eyes and take your time to visualize. And once you decide to move your mind in due time, it's so erotic, you've been exotic, it's getting naughty. Freezing groove, you're roddy, roddy, girl, move your body. It's melodic, I'm being honest and modest. You done fucked off my whole rap flow. Fake the vibe. We bust till we bust them up. Lay low, I know they told you not to fuck with us. Laying and playing and saying, man, walking in vain. Anxious for fame, a nigga trying to walk in my lane. And try to walk in my shoes, but they just don't fit. You couldn't fit the shit that I fit, cause I'm the shit. And this is it, legit, let's flip the chips and fix and move to work and hurt that bitch. I'm through with this.
Alright, flowers, no vase, let's see. Sakai, who broke my vase in my room?
Amar.
Really? Chum, who broke my vase?
Amari.
You sure?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
Kamar, who broke my vase?
Sakai.
Really? Because they said you did it.
What? They lied?
Who broke my vase?
Kamar.
Who broke my vase?
Amari.
Who broke my vase, Sakai?
Kamar.
Okay. Who broke my vase?
Amari.
No PlayStation 5, no Christmas. Who broke my vase?
Why would you snitch on me?